Kishon Ravose, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Daled. We are holding here at Kuf Yud Gimel Mabez, and today, if you've been waiting for the end of the Agadata stuff, so we are getting to that right now. We get finally to the Leila Seder Gemaras and Mishnayos, etc. But for now, we have to kind of finish up this Agadata over here. Again, our Shir is B'schus Rufu Shlaima for Nami Meira Vashar of Karezel. And for Shira Baz Devoraleya, they should both have a Rafua Bekarov. Okay, we're here. Let's see here. Where is Amar? Amar Alabar Rahana, Amar Shmuel Bar Marta, etc. It's like three lines up in the medium skinny lines, right before the lines get wide. So Amar Aron Kufir Gimel Amar Base. Amar Alabar Rahana, Amar Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal. It could be Rabbi Yosef Ish Hutzal, but okay, either way. Whatever the girsa is, he said, "Minayin she'ein sholin b'kaldayim." How do you know that you don't trust astrologers? Right? Don't ask them. Don't ask people who stargaze what your future is going to be. Don't trust your horoscope. Shemar the pasuk says, "Tamin tia im Hashem Elokecha." You should always walk with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? If you look at the Rashbam, "Dios boteach bo." Right? Bechol koros v'noldos abozlecha. Right? Have emuna and bitachon in Kodesh Baruch Hu in anything that comes your way. Right? Have the attitude that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's got your back. You don't need to go ask. Even if the astrologers know what they're talking about, right? There's no reason. Right? It doesn't help any. But Kodesh Baruch Hu's got your back, and that's where your emuna should be. How do you know that if a person is greater than you, even in one thing, you got to give him cover for it? Shenamar Zbazik says, "Kol kavel di ruach yisereva umalka asis lahakamusei." I'll call Malchusa, right? The king Daryavish, that pasuk says Daryavish appointed Daniel, right? He thought about appointing Daniel over the entire kingdom, right? Apparently he was smarter than him, right? He realized that how smart he was. Also, finally, the last thing he says, Vayoshevis Aldam Tohar Oser Lashamish. If a woman is still bleeding, her Tohar blood, we know that Midaraisa, again, nowadays women are, sit and watch for bleeding and go to the mikvah on any type of blood, but midaraisa, if a woman has some sort of blood come out after she gives birth, so depending on what the gender of the child is, she is tahor. Meaning, the girl is longer. So the girl is from the 14th until the 80th day. Then from the 15th, right? After 2 weeks, after a woman gives birth until the 80th day, she is tahor if she sees blood. And for a boy, it's after a week until the 40th day. So let's say the 8th day until the 40th day. So that's, again, that we see in Parshas Tazria, right? We see those halachos. So basically, that blood is tahor. But a husband shouldn't be with his wife, right, towards the end of that time period, because, right, obviously, let's say on the 80th day, if she has tahor, let's say she had a girl. So on the 80th day, so if she bleeds, so she's tahor. The 81st day, if she bleeds, she's tame. You're not allowed to sleep with her, right? Then to need the blood. So then, obviously, very bad. So you should be careful towards the end, right? Again, don't be with your wife at that point. So the Gemara says, ad kama, how long do you have to wait? So Marav, ona, a time period. And this, perhaps, if you learn Hilchos Nida, so there's a machogas between the Rishonim, whether an ona is 12 hours or 24 hours, right? That has to do with Vestos. Either way, a time period of an ona, which let's say is, as if you look at the Rashbam, he says yom v'layla. That's originally he quotes Rashi Shita, and then he says he doesn't like it. Right, really, it's 12 hours, says the Rashbam. Okay, but and you have to wait that time period, and then you can, assuming there's no blood, then you can be with your wife, no problem. So okay, Tana Melinda Brisa. Now this guy we just quoted. The first text is Yossi Ish Hutzal. Maybe it was Yosef Ish Hutzal. Right, the proper text seemingly because the Gemara then says right now. Right, Tana. Who Yosef Ish Hutzal? Who Yosef Ababli? Who Isi Ben Gur Aryeh? Who Isi Ben Yehuda? Who Isi Ben Gamliel? Who Isi Ben Mahalalel? Right, he's all these different people. Meaning that this is all the same person had to change his name. Perhaps he was running away. He had to change his last name. Chazal say, or maybe just describing different righteous attributes. These are all the same person, right? Isi ben Gamliel, Isi ben Mahalalel, Umashmo, what was actually his name? Isi ben Akavya Shmo. He was actually called Isi ben Akavya. Who? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, he's also that guy. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakla. Who? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eloi. Who Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha, right? The Shmaitza, right? That's Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha when you hear in the Shmaitza and for Halacha, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pirchas Dagadata, right? That's when you hear an Agadata Drasha, so that's they call him Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pirchas. Okay. V'simonech, the way to remember that is, as we look on the side, it says, Shemuni Achai V'ami, right, you can remember, Achai, meaning my brothers, right, so that's how you know, and Agadata is, what is that, yeah, Shemuni is like a Shmaitza, and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha is like Achai, so that's how you know that the Shmaitza is Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achai. Okay, fine. That was the same guy that was a bunch of different attributes that tzaddik had. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Achol Batzel Veshev Bitzel, right? Eat onions and sit in the shade. Velotechol Avazin Vetarnegolin Vehelibech Rodef Alecha. Meaning don't eat chicken and geese, and then your heart will run after you. Meaning that if you eat more fancy food, right, you become more finicky, you won't be able to have as much, I guess, money, and you won't be able to eat all those foods. Those foods are not readily available, so right, you have a harder time. Pachos mimechlecha mimishtecha v'tosif al dirasecha. Have less food and drink, and instead spend the money on dirasecha, on the place where you're living, right, on your apartment or your house or whatever it is. Or alternatively, I think it's the Marsha who says that. I could be wrong, I don't remember, but this could be also, as you can imagine, interpreted in a Musar way, right? To minimize your spending on Olam Hazeh, right, and build your house, right? If you Olam Haba, right, focus on your house, focus on your Olam Haba instead of your Olam Hazeh. Okay, fine. Kiasa Ula, when Ula came, Omar, he said, when he came from Eretz Bavel, he said, Matla Matla Barava, in the West, they say the following, right? The Achal Aliyasa Tashi be'aliyasa de'acha kekule akikle de'masa shachiv. Someone who eats fatty meat has to run away and hide in an attic, meaning he has to pay for that somehow, and he borrows money, and therefore he has to hide from the people who are asking money for him. But de'acha kekule, but if you're eating vegetables, so then you can sit right even near the garbage dump in the village, where obviously where everybody goes, right? Everybody knows there's somebody sitting there, right? It's a very public place. And you can sit right there, and nobody's going to bother you. No one's going to ask you for money because most of you haven't borrowed money to pay off for the vegetables that you're eating. Okay, fine. Meaning, live simpler, and you won't have anything to worry about, right? If you have a person who has more money, has more tzaris, right? That's a lot of phrases in Chazal to that effect. Okay, now back to the Seder. Right, we mentioned it for a little bit around Daf Kuf Ches. Now we are back in the thick and thin of Leila Seder. Muskulo Kosriso, they poured, literally means they mixed, right? As we've pointed out before, their wine back in the day was mixed, was diluted, one-fourth wine and three-fourths water. But either way, so they after the first cup, meaning after we do Kiddush, this is going to talk about Kiddush, but when they pour the cup, yeah, so what's the order of Kiddush? Beishami omrim mevarach alayom v'achakach mevarach alayayin, you bless the day and then the wine. Beisol omrim mevarach alayayin v'achakach mevarach alayom. Obviously, that's what we do. We see by Priyagaf, and then we say, we talk about the day. So the Gemara says, Tamar Bar, Wilam Denabraisa, Dvarim Shebein Beishami Beisol Besuda. These things that we're about to discuss are between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, referring to a Suda. And obviously this is only one of the issues. As you can see, the Gemara is not terribly long. The Mishnah, if you look, remember, towards the end of Brachos, discusses a whole bunch of different things. Right, this is one thing that's between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of a Suda. Okay. Beis Shammai omer mevarach alayayin, mevarach alayom, v'achakach mevarach alayayin. Why do you say the bracha on the day and then the wine? First of all, right? The day, the only reason you're making Kiddush is it's not Tuesday, right? It's Yontif, right? So therefore, the day caused the wine to come. And also, what comes first? Right? The Kiddush of the day, right? When the sun sets, so the day is holy. And the wine only comes afterwards. So you should make the bracha on the day, right? And then make the bracha on the wine. That was Beis Shammai's logic. Beis Hillel omrim, mevarach alayayin, v'achakach mevarach alayom. Right? Make a bracha on the wine, then you make a bracha on the day. Why? Because the only reason you're saying Kiddush is because you have wine or bread. But the only reason you're saying Kiddush is because you have the wines. Therefore, you should say the wine first. Davra Acher, another reason, because Hayayin Tadira, right? The wine, the bracha you say on wine is much more common. But because Hayom Eino Tadira, the bracha, right? Obviously, the bracha on Yom Tov is not as common. Hopefully, you're doing a decent amount of drinking in Kiddush, at least on a regular Shabbos, right? You say the bracha on wine. In Echanami, you do say Kiddush in general, but you know the bracha on Yom Tov itself is less tadir, is less what's it called, less common, and therefore, and the kind of phrase perhaps you're familiar with, tadir shenot tadir tadir kodem. But if anything, if you're faced with two things to do, and one is more common, so you should do the more common halacha, and then do the less common halacha. The hilchos on the halacha is obviously kedivrei Beis Hillel, like Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, "My devar acher." Why did Beis Hillel bring another reason? Right? Seems that seemingly the first reason should be enough. So the Gemara says, "Because v'chitema." Because if you would tell me hasam tarti v'hachachada, if you tell me that Beis Shammai brought two reasons and Beis Hillel only brought one, so achanami tarti nenu seir. So we have two reasons for you for tadir shayu tadir tadir kodem. Right? So we have that second logic is just to counterbalance the two versus one of Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, "V'halacha k'beis Hillel, v'halacha k'beis Hillel pshita." Well, obviously, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Right? Nafik Baskol. The Baskol came out and said, "Ready?" Right, that's the Gemara in. Where is that Gemara? I always forget. Not always. I don't always think about this Gemara, but I forget at this moment. Basically, the machlokes is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai went back and forth. And the Baskol came out and finally said, "You know, the halacha is like." Is like base hill, obviously. So the Gemara says, "Well, okay, Ivois Ema called him Baskol. Either it could have been before the Baskol, or Ivois Ema Lachar Baskol, or it was after the Baskol. But Rabbi Yeshua, he the Amar Ein Mashkichum Baskol, could be Rabbi Yeshua, right? He says we do not listen to a Baskol. Okay, fine, right." And Agav, if you're wondering where that Gemara is, right, why don't you just look at the star by Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we don't look at a Baskol, right, and look to the right, so you see that the Gemara is in a bunch of places, Dafka. I'm not sure exactly what the Makor is, and I'm not sure if that's the actual, right, but you see in Brachos, in Erevin, Yivamos, Bab, Matzia, Chulin, so I don't, meaning, it says a bunch of places that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't listen to a Baskol, obviously, but I'm not sure if you have the whole Gemara over there, so I don't, I'm not sure exactly, where this the Baskol Gemara is. Okay, either way, maybe someone will text me, and otherwise I'll look it up after this year. That's probably not too hard to find. Says the Mishnah, "Hevihu lefanav mita." Okay, now each word of this Mishnah is basically a whole story in and of itself. But let's see what we can do here. But again, after Kiddush, what's the procedure? So hevihu lefanav. They bring before him. Now, what do they bring before him? So, if you look at the Rashbam, hayirakos achar shavirich al hayayim, the vegetables that come after Kiddush. What is that? So, that is, as we call it in the vernacular, excuse me, karpas. Right, they bring him karpas. So, what do you do? Metabel b'chazeres ad shemegia leperperes hapas. What in the world is that going? What's going on over here? So, first of all, metabel b'chazeres, you not dip in. Chazeres is obviously romaine lettuce. Something we're familiar with even nowadays. And not that you dip in, you dip with the chazeres and for karpas. Interesting, we don't really use chazeres for karpas. Okay, we'll talk about it. But you use the chazeres for karpas and dip it in something. What do you dip it in? So that's already a discussion. Right? If the Rashbam already quotes over here, you could dip it in, not the Rashbam, I'm sorry, Tosfos already. If you look at Tosfos Metabel, the Rashbam says that it's not in Charoses. Who's the reason? The Rambam. The Rambam says that you would dip the Chazeres for Karpas in Charoses, and pretty much everybody disagrees with that, right? The Tosfos over here quotes the Rashbam says that, so we don't do that. And Tosfos himself says we don't do that as well. That the Gemara is going to say later on that you need to dip Chazeres in Charoses because it's not safe. But Mistam over here, where it's not necessarily true. Lemaisa, you can dip. Again, Tosis already says here that you can dip in, as we do, we dip in salt water and other things. You take this chazeres for karpas and you dip it, and you ach megia la parperes hapas, and then you get to parperes hapas. What is that? So if you look at Tosos, ach megia, so parperes kari hamar. That's referring to the mar sha'ocha achar hamatza, that you eat after the matzah. Then he goes and proves that parparis is referring to something that kind of whets your appetite, makes you a little bit more hungry, right? That vegetables, talking about maror. Okay, fine. So then you have the procedure of maror. Now, it's not saying that maror comes before matzah, because as you know, matzah comes before maror. But it's saying that that's the dipping that you do, and then you stretch it out, right? And then you stretch out the seder until you get to something that is parparis hapas, literally is something that is tertiary or secondary to the pas, to the bread, to the matzah. So again, it's not necessarily saying that the maror comes first, though. Okay, then heviu lefanav, then they bring before him. Now, what's bring before him? So that's, again, also a discussion. Pashut pshat is that they would bring the table, that we discussed that each person had their own kind of little table, right? They laid on couches and they had their own little table instead of eating on a big table. So it's time they brought for him the table with all the stuff on it. Pashupshat. Matzah v'chazeres v'charosas v'shnei tavshilin. What did you have on this plate, on this table? It's a Seder plate, pretty much. You had matzah, you had chazeres, which is, again, either maror, charosas, and you had two dishes, which we'll talk about, just to tell you, right? We are obviously familiar. One is for the Korban Chagiga, one is for the Korban Pesach, right? Zecher for both of these korbanos. Afalpishin charosas mitzvah, and even though the charosas isn't a mitzvah, so we still keep it on the plate with everything. And as the Rashbam points out, the Gemara will ask on Amud Beis, right? Okay, if it's not a mitzvah, so what are you bothering to bring it? Right? What's the difference? What's the point? So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok Omer. Mitzvah, it is actually a mitzvah. Okay, fine, that makes sense why it's there. Uva mikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, I am in the fan of Gufo Shal Pesach, and obviously the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't need anything to remind you of the korbanos. You would actually, that's the point when you would bring the korban Pesach, you would bring it with everything, right? Again, you were going to say matzah zoo, the maror zoo, Pesach zoo, right? Again, the whole thing that we say the Seder on. This is when they would bring the Korban Pesach. Obviously, they wouldn't eat the Korban Pesach until much later. Okay. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis. Amar Reish Lakish. Fascinating inference. From the fact that we mentioned that you use chazeres, which is suitable for maror, and in fact, the Mishnah is going to say it's the best thing to use for maror, when you bring chazeres and use that for karpas, and then you bring chazeres again, right? So what does Reish Lakish learn from this? Fascinating. Zosomeres, mitzos, tzrichos, kavana. Right, a big sugya, whole big discussion. This apparently proves that you need to have kavana when you do mitzos, because otherwise, if you didn't need kavana for mitzos, right, it's a mitzvah to eat maror. You're eating that maror for karpas. Did you have intent to fulfill the mitzvah of maror? No. But if you're telling me that mitzos don't require kavana, so apparently you could have been yotzei your maror with the karpas. The fact that the Mishnah said you need to bring chazeres, and then you need to bring it again for the maror, so apparently that teaches us that mitzvah trichos kavana, and when you did not have intention to fulfill the mitzvah the first time, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of maror. So let's just see that in the Gemara, but that's basically the give and take. Apparently, mitzvah trichos kavana. Why? Came the little beidan chiyuva de maror hu de achile. Since right at the time. Right, when you're not supposed to eat maror, but you're eating the chazeres, that's he's eating it just for the boy priyadama. And maybe he's not having intention, right, having kavana to yotze the maror. So hilchok, therefore, boy le mahadir le tbule the shem maror. Apparently, then you need to go and dip it for maror. Right, for the purpose, right, to actually be yotzei the mitzvah. Disav etaytech mitzvah lo boi kavana. If you tell me that you don't need kavana, you don't need intent when performing a mitzvah, lama lach trei tibule. So why in the world would you need to dip it twice? Right, v'ha tevi lechad is in there. You already dipped the chazeres in something. You ate it, right? Again, dipping is a code word for eating it. So if you already dipped it, and you already ate it, so why in the world do you have to do it again? Right. Apparently, you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, and therefore, we learn that mitzvahs require kavana. Skamar says, "Mimai, how do you know that? That's the reason." Dilma la'ola mitzvahs ain't shuvas kavana. Maybe no, mitzvahs really don't require kavana. What's the point of dipping twice? The tinokos, right? The first one of several instances we'll see. So the children will ask questions. Right. Well, if you're telling me that that's true, That's all it's trying to get, is to get the kids asking questions. So let us say that you can use any other vegetables. I mean, any type of vegetable for karpas. So the Gemara says, Yashmian and Shayurakos, because if the Mishnah would have mentioned, meaning again, the Gemara assumes that any vegetable is kosher for karpas. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? So the Yashmian and Shayurakos, because it says the Gemara, if it would have just listed any vegetable as good for karpas, Havamina, you might have thought, Hecha the Ika Shayurakos to the Bein and Treti Bule, Avochazaris Lechude, Loboy Treti Bule. You might have thought that, yeah, if you have other vegetables, like say you have potatoes, so then you need to dip twice because to be yotzi the mitzvah of marer. But if you have chazares and you use that for karpas, then you yotzi marer and you don't have to do it again later. It's kamash malam. So therefore, it taught us that afilu chazares minan trei tibule. Therefore, the Mishnah had to specify if you use chazares for karpas as well, you still needed to do it again to make sure the children ask later. Sorry, I jumped the gun. Ki hechi de lahavi be hekeir l'tinoko, so that the children will ask later. Ve'otanya, and we learned in our brisa. The Gemara, well, this is kind of an old time. Is a kind of a weird. What's it called? But I mean, it should be. It's a kasha. I mean, it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Really, kind of a tiyufta. Another kasha is as follows: Achlan demai yotze. If you ate them, i.e., vegetables, right, for maror, and it was demai. Demai is produce that we're not sure if they took off. Trumos, the MR, if they took off maestros and all the other gifts, right? We assume that the MRS are going to take trumos, but not necessarily anything else. So you don't know what it is, damai, you don't know what its status is. So certain people were allowed to eat it, and again, it wasn't an isser to eat it, but it was inappropriate to eat it because it was a suffix whether it was tevel or not. So if you ate maror from demise, then you're yotze, and this is the real point. Acha b'lo miskaven yotze, right? If you eat it without kavana, you're yotze. There you go. That seems to be again strish luggage. Right? Acha, just to finish the price, acha on lechatzayin yotze. If you ate it in chatzayin, if you ate it in halves, meaning if you ate the proper shear, the kazayas in halves, right? You ate a half a kazayas, then another half a kazayas, you're yotze. Ubevach lo yehei bein achil lechaverta yotze mekdei achilas pras. Right? As long as it was within kdei achilas pras, which is between 3 and 9 minutes. Right, that's, I always thought that's a very wide range, 3 and 9 minutes. Okay, so that's right, depending on how quickly you eat. But you got to eat that more, even if it's a couple of bites. So as long as it's within Kedei Achilas Pras, you're good. But here the Braisa says, because specifically against Reish Lakish, that mitzvos don't need kavana. So it says, you're right, Tanaihi, it's Machlokes Tanaim. The Tanya has one of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Afa Pisha, Tilo, Bechazeres, Mitzvah, Lahavi, Lefana, Bechazeres. Vecharoses, Vishnei Tav Shilin. Right, says Rabbi Yossi, even though that you dipped the chazeres, right, for the first time for karpas, it's still a mitzvah to bring chazeres and charoses, right, and the two dishes we mentioned before, and the zecher of the korban chagiga and the korban pesach. And the Gemara says ve'akati mimai, but still, how do you know that that's what Rabbi Yossi is holding? Dama kasar Rabbi Yossi mitzvah ain shrichos kavana behind the beitin and trei tibulei ki yechidi avi yekere the tinokos. Same question. What Rabbi Yossi doesn't say explicitly that you need to, you know, mitzvah shrichos kavana. Right, and therefore, you have to bring. Maybe the only reason we're bringing doing another dipping is to let the children ask. So it says, "My mitzvah." Right. So, what is it? If you look at the language, what did Rabbi Yossi say? It's a mitzvah to bring him, right? Chazeres, charoses, right? To do a dipping a second time. Oh, okay, fine. Right. You can't tell me that just to get the kids to ask is a mitzvah straight up. It's definitely a nice minhag, a nice thing. That's what we do. But a mitzvah? No, that mitzvah has to be talking about maror. And therefore, he wasn't yotze. We see from Rabbi Yossi that he wasn't yotze the mitzvah of maror when he did it without kavana, because mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Okay, fine. Maishnei tafshilin. What are these two dishes that you can make, meaning what type of dishes? So Amar Rav Huna, silka v'arosa, even beets and rice, right? Anything cooked. Right? Again, obviously, our minhag is to use, let's say, an egg and a shank bone, as they translate it. But you know, it could be anything that's cooked, right? To remind us of these two korbanos. And sure enough, Rav Hava Mehadir, silka v'arosa, and Hova Nafik Mipumid Rav Huna. And sure enough, as the Gemara always points out, the Amorayim were careful to learn from, to do things exactly as the Rebbeim said. So sure enough, he would look after and try and find rice and beets. We learn from Ravuna that Leshtachai is Lahad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Apparently, we're not concerned about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? The Tanya Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Orez min Daganhu, Vechayev and Alchivu Tokarez. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, rice is one of the grains, right? Rice is one of the five grains. It's really six grains, right? Rice counts as chametz, and then you'd be chayev. Well, if you're telling me that you could be Yotzei, the mitzvah, or the Inyan, to have a cooked dish at the Seder with cooked rice, that's a bad idea. That's could be chametz. But apparently, so we're not Yotz. Sorry, just like kind of like skip, jump the gun here. Also, we should just finish Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's statement. V'adam Yotzei bo yidei chiyuv b'Pesach. I mean, you can even be Yotzei your mitzvah matzah with it, meaning he considered it to be a full-fledged grain. Well, you can't use that as a cooked dish at the Leil Seder to symbolize the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chagiga if it could be chametz. So obviously, we're not concerned for that shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri at all. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya says, Afilu dagu beitza shalav, you can even have use a fish and the egg that is cooked on top of it, meaning that's considered to be two separate dishes. Rav Yossi amar tzar shnei minei basar. Rav Yossi says, and this is perhaps our minhag, you need two types of meat, echad zecher lepesach, ve'echad zecher lechagiga. One is zecher lekorban pesach, one for the korban chagiga. Ravina amar afilu garma ubishula. Right, even if you have a bone and its broth, even the liquid and a bone, right, even if you have a soup, that is considered to be two different things. Okay, the next discussion is going to go on to Amud Aleph, so we will stop here. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.